Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duckers who will let us get away with it.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
we buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
welcome back to another night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Tonight is Tuesday. If you have anything you want to share tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208, and just press lucky number 1 on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. So I feel like I could do the same show as I did yesterday. I talked about China, and we played a bunch of clips. I guess nothing different happened. The Balenciaga, I really didn't get into that much. Not that it's not important, because it is. I just find it funny that Balenciaga has been doing these types of images for a long time, and someone finally puts it out and it goes viral, and they blame the guy that they paid to just take the photography. Not that he's not innocent, because he's definitely guilty. It's just that the photographer didn't pay the children. The photographer, it wasn't the photographer's idea to make this happen. All the photographer did was show up with a camera and ask, what would you like me to film, or what would you like pictures of? And they point them to the right spot, and then he does his thing. The photographer, basically, if there was anything wrong, yeah, it's his duty to say something, but he didn't say anything, so that's on him. But that's what they do. The liberals, you have people that are on The View talking about how this is a right-wing conspiracy theory all of a sudden. When you look at these pictures, I don't know how it's a conspiracy theory. You cannot have pictures of kids that look like they've been assaulted, drinking, and they're there drinking alcohol, basically, and having fetish gear around them. People should know that this is wrong. 10 years ago, people knew this was wrong. Even during the Trump administration, people knew this was wrong. But all of a sudden, things like this are accepted, protected. I wish I had another Ed right there off the cuff, but stuff that people would go to jail for just a few years ago are now celebrated in royalty in America. It's an argument now. Who has more clout in America? A Muslim or a drag queen? I would say that if you are a drag queen, if you are a black drag queen, you are at the very top of the food chain in America right now. If you're RuPaul, nothing against RuPaul. I don't have a thing in the world against RuPaul. I don't know what I don't know what that particular pronoun does on a regular basis, except I know who RuPaul is. But that is the upper echelon and the pecking order of the United States right now. It's just shameful that we can't just have all equal people here. It's like the left went back to the well and back 100 years ago and made racism fresh again. So everyone has to be put in boxes, and somebody's always better than somebody else because of what their skin pigmentation looks like, or who they sleep with, or what body parts they have. It's just, I'm over it. And I'll be honest, sometimes when I hear this stuff, it's just hard for me to show up for work here at Freedomizer. Because I'm just so done with the idea that people are better than each other based on what they like sleeping with and what their pronoun is. And if they can finagle five-year-olds to go to get diddled by adults, it's just very disheartening that this, over the last 3 to 5 years, this is what we have become. I don't want to see this. And I don't care if somebody wants to go do a drag show at a burlesque house or a gay club or something. But it stops. See, their freedom is where their freedom stops, where someone else's begins. And I don't look at it as a positive freedom to allow six-year-olds to go dance in an adult nightclub. Why are we so accepting of this? It's just shameful. And I've just run out of answers. Or I've run out of arguments, and it just makes me angry that I could sit here and talk, and you have a few people out there that might say something, but as a whole, people just accept it. As long as they get their paycheck and they get to watch whatever sport is on Sunday, and as long as their favorite celebrity is on the smell-o-vision, it doesn't, nothing matters. I don't know how many of your friends would even know that all these major globalist banks are testing digital currency. This digital currency might be ready in just a few short months, and they'll get rid of cash. And everybody's going to be just surprised when this happens. Like, I didn't know this was going to happen. Nobody told me. I don't know. Maybe these people are so out of it that, who knows, maybe it's a benefit. Maybe all these people, no, I can't say that, because you're not going to find that many asleep people that are just going to use cash. They're using their debit card anyway. And they just don't see how this is a negative. They don't understand. Because, and you can even bring this up to some people that aren't liberals, but they just don't follow the news. And they'll say, I don't care if they don't use cash anymore, because I never have cash on me. I just use my debit card for everything. But the thing is that when we're turning over our cash in our bank accounts and you're forced to go on this new system, once they have you forced into digital currency, freedom's over. Because they can move the rate up and down on their own. They can ban people from buying stuff. If you post something on social media that you are against 5-year-olds getting diddled by drag queens, then your bank account might not be active for 30 days. And it doesn't matter if you have to pay your rent. It doesn't matter that you have an important bill to pay, or maybe you have a ticket that's due in 3 days. That counts as not paying. And the excuse, your excuse might be, my bank account was frozen. They're going to say, I don't care. You should have found a way to pay your ticket. Now, let's jail. That's how it works. Your bank account can get frozen, your social credit score. Yeah, just think that your FICO score is going to be worthless now. And instead, it's a social credit score. And I finally, for the first time in my life, have a credit score of over 750. And now that my credit is on point, that system's going to be useless. My whole life, I've just tried to get my regular, normal credit score up to 800. I'm over 750, and I don't know if I'm going to get there, because it's all about social justice now and a social credit score. So, and get this, there are people that want people that spread false information. They want you arrested for murder. And I wish I was joking on this, but there are people that are saying that if you say something about gene therapies online or in person, that you the gene therapy quote-unquote skeptic, you are the ones giving the people that got the juice, you are the ones giving people blood clots, heart attacks, and overall just bad health because you shared information. And it's not the gene therapy. That's what they're pushing right now. If you shared about 3 or 4 people that died suddenly today, then you are guilty of murdering somebody, even though you might be in Colorado and they might live in Portland, Maine. They still want to charge you with murder because you shared something that they call fake news, even though it's true. But that's what social credit scores will do. Because it doesn't matter that you stole $1,000 worth of stuff. It doesn't matter that you shot somebody in the leg. Satan doesn't care about that kind of stuff. He wants to make sure that there's division everywhere. What Satan wants is division and hatred. Everybody hating on somebody. And if we can fight amongst ourselves, then Captain Sabaho can come in here, which is Brandon, Barry Satoro, maybe his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is such a nice lady. But somebody can jump in and lay down the new law. Yeah, sharing a Bible verse might bring you to jail, but you can club somebody's kneecaps and hurt them as long as you don't kill them. You're allowed to hurt them. Now that's what goes on in New York City. You can rape somebody. That's okay. You just get a ticket and show up in 4 months to court. And if you don't, then, well, we don't need your ID. We just have to hear what name you want to give us. We won't ask for your name. So if you want to be Miguel Sanchez, and then 2 hours later you identify as Seamus O'Murphy, you could do that, and then you could just denounce the other name. Just like that dude at the Waukesha, except he didn't get away with it yet, but I'm sure that fairly soon people will be getting away with that. Where sharing information about gene therapies is the worst thing in the world that you can do. That's what's coming if we allow it, and most Americans are just so far asleep that they're not arguing. Either people don't know about it or they say they're busy. So keep saying you're busy. Keep saying you're not interested. Don't worry. They'll be interested for you. And that's just what really annoys me here. And I'm not afraid of speaking up. It's just that if you speak up and 7 out of 10 people are like, shut up, you're bothering me and I don't want to hear it and you're stupid, are you really making a difference? And I want to think I'm making a difference. I'm just tired. I'm just tired of seeing all this garbage. And I can't seem to do a thing about it to wake people up. So I'm just curious how they're going to start arresting people for murder because you made a post on social media that two men can't get each other pregnant. You shared misinformation, allegedly, and if somebody sees that and passes away, then that's your fault. That's the same as shooting somebody. Well, it's just a shame. We had a nice country for 250 years. Almost. Was it? Hold on. No, 2026 would be 50 years. So, yeah, for 240-something years. Just so we can be ruled by China. And all these people are talking about how China is the model for the future. And you have all these countries trying to align themselves with China so they can treat their citizens the same way. Not sure how that is considered a success, but that's what the globalists like. I don't know if you saw this, but what is it, tomorrow or next week? Where there's a speaking engagement with Janet Yellen, Dr. Fraudy, Bill Gates, the FTX guy, Bankman-Fried. Let's see, I said Zelensky. It's like the circle of evil. I can't think of what exactly... I can't think of the cartoon. But it's all the darkness, all coming out at once. But they're having a speaking engagement. This is just sad. You would think that Bankman-Fried would have gotten locked up, but no. No, he funded the Democrat Party. He gets a slap on the wrist. If he even gets that. They might even apologize to him, and who knows, maybe he can ask for money for being improperly jailed, and they just give it to him. All right. Dahl, did you want in? I saw you just bounced in here, so.
Yep, I'm here. Hi, welcome. Welcome myself in.
I didn't see you press the one button, so I figured I didn't know. So anyway, welcome in. I'm glad you can make it.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
So I spent the half hour basically just talking about China and then a new conference that's coming up in the next few days with somehow Bankman-Fried is going to be doing a speaking engagement with Dr. Fraudy and Janet Yellen and Zelensky from the Ukraine and Bill Gates, among others.
Is he going to ask Zelensky for a loan to pay back all the money he bilked out of everybody?
I want to know why he's not arrested. Well, I know why he's not arrested, but it just doesn't... It's not right, but because he funds Democrats, he gets a pass.
Yeah. No, I completely agree with you. It's completely inappropriate. Whether, you know, or not, who knows what kind of excuse they'll use for it, you know, but just simply... You know, just because his name was on the engagement doesn't mean he needs to be included. And it's completely inappropriate considering the audience he's holding. I mean, the panel he's speaking with. I mean, I'm going to equate this to the left is in this outrage because of two guys are running for president in 2024. One brings comes to the a dinner table with a guest, and so Trump, we all know who it is. It's Trump, and Trump's, you know, at Mar-a-Lago, and he's got his table, and Kanye shows up, and lo and behold, he's got this Tim guy, and Tim is a Holocaust denier and anti-Semite and blah, blah, blah. And people are making a big deal out of it when it was just a dinner table and a pass-through. Mar-a-Lago is not, it may be where Trump lives, you know. But anyway, so it just goes with this whole thing. Wait, it's okay for them to mix with this guy and Janet Yellen, our Treasury of State, to be hosting a panel with this crook? It's okay, but they'll make a big deal out of, you know, the other side. And, you know, that's kind of BS.
I forgot what I was going to say right now.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. So, it just gets me, though, how if you steal a $10 loaf of bread from a grocery store, you're going to spend more time in jail than the FTX guy does. And it's just simply because he stole from the 99% and not the 1%.
Exactly.
I don't know if you saw this, but the whole world, not the whole world, but let's just say half the United States is upset at Balenciaga right now. Over their pedo pictures. The View is blaming that on QAnon and the right wing extremist. That it wouldn't be a big deal if the right wing extremist didn't say anything about it.
Well, that just, all right, so that just goes back to what I was saying about the FTX, you know, the kid that on the panel with Yellen and everybody, you know, he shouldn't be on this panel. He's a crook. And then, you know, but it's okay because they said it's okay. But the, you know, the collapse of this luxury line that nobody really cares about or can afford, it's all our fault because they're, you know, because of this. The right wing, we're not QAnon, but, you know, anybody with common sense, it's their fault for pointing it out. It's okay as long as nobody points it out.
Still follows Q, but they're blaming it because they don't, one, they don't know any better, and two, they think that this is still an insult.
Exactly. The irony of it is, and not to go too far off track, but
yeah.
I've always been under the premise that, and you've always said, I'm not going to listen to the QAnon crap. And I, myself, I've always been, I'm not going to listen to the QAnon crap. But I truly believe that QAnon is a psyops by, like, the NSA or CIA or...
Mm-hmm.
Something else like that. Let's keep these idiots, you know, I'm not going to call people idiots, but let's give them these really weird puzzles and these pictures and let them come up with their own, you know, what they're going to come up with it and stuff like that. And then when they say a thing or they fought, you know, we'll blame everything on them. And look at the January 6th, QAnon, shaming, QAnon. You know, and these people fell for it. And on the opposite flip side of it, I believe, is 9/11. That was a psyops, just like QAnon is, it was so successful that, like, the whole world fell for that one, and the men on the moon. So, but they used this one against us, or those people, and or labeled it, assigned it to, you know, a whole bunch of people that just don't believe in what they believe.
Yeah, but I guess my question is, if people believe in stuff organically that I don't believe in, that's fine. I don't expect to have all these parrots that follow everything I say. But on the other end, if they're buying into this based on peer pressure, it's just different to me. Like, I understand that Michael Robinson Obama is a nice lady. But I'm not going to worship I don't expect people to worship everything that anybody says. Just because your favorite person likes a certain type of bread doesn't mean that you have to also like the same bread. But according to liberals, if you don't, then all of a sudden they throw the book at you and you're off the team. It's just,
yeah. Well,
I just don't ever buy into cults. And everything I study, everything I research, it's not because I'm in a cult. I like to do my research, and I like to read, and I want to study, and I want to know what the other side is doing. Donald Trump doesn't get a free pass.
Nope.
Nobody gets a free pass. And I think that makes for good discussion. Like, people are asking all the time now if Elon Musk is a good guy or a bad guy. And I will say again, I don't worship Elon Musk. The thing is that there's globalists like Bill Gates, and there's globalists that hate other globalists like Elon Musk. So if we want him to pick some battles and he fights, some of them are with us and some are against us, but he has the money to fight the globalist. We don't. So if he wants to take part and do his own thing, that's him and his own money. So I don't like or hate Elon Musk. He's just, to me, he's just another globalist, but he doesn't like the other globalists. So there will be some fights that he will be our friend in. So does that make him a good guy or a bad guy? I don't know. I don't really think about it, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend, I guess. Are you back now on Twitter again? Are you doing your Twitter stuff?
Yeah, some of it. Not as heavy as I was, but I'm so busy working that I just don't have much time for anything. But I did have a couple days off, and I was able to troll. I can't help myself. But, yeah, I think that there is more less censorship. And when I checked on there, when I did a Twitter bot search, and normally it would have showed me as being shadow banned at risk profile and all this stuff, I was all green and good to go. And maybe it's because I just sat there for so long and did nothing, but I've done that in the past. I've done that in the past and been inactive for, like, you know, at least a month. And I check and I'm like, okay, still shadow banned, still at risk. But now I'm all green. And I've been poking the bear some and haven't, been banned yet.
Well, he said he wants to give amnesty to everybody that got blocked for political reasons.
Yeah. So far, it's not the case completely with like all of the we used to be really involved in, and there's a lot of old accounts that are still trying to get their accounts back, and they've got secondary accounts, so they're still on there. They just want their old account back with all of their old followers, and I'm kind of like, just let it go. You know, I lost maybe over 50,000 followers just overnight, you know, after January 6th. And Twitter just shut down every conservative account. And these people had nothing to do with Q. They had nothing to do with sedition. They weren't talking about voter fraud. They just loved their country. And I don't know how I avoided the chopping block. Sometimes I just kind of ride that, you know, that fine line, because you don't want to get, you know, banned. But it's a dance, and it shouldn't be like that. And I guess we could speed that up to what's going on right now. We've got this current, you know, illegitimate administration talking about shutting down Twitter. And they want Apple to remove it from their apps. And we saw that with the Parlay or Parler account, however you want to say it. Poof, gone. They didn't like it. They were pressured into shutting it down.
Mm-hmm.
And all of us, you included, you've been banned or, put on timeouts from Spybook and whatnot. Or said something and got a notice saying, you know, that's misinformation. Well, now we're living in a dictatorship that is so infringing upon our First Amendment rights as U.S. citizens. And if you're going to do business here in the United States, you need to follow our constitutional, you know, rights of free speech. And what they're doing is they're saying that you'll say something and it's not inflammatory, it's not hateful, it's not targeting any type of group. You're stating your personal opinion. It's happened to you, it's happened to me, it's happened to many of our listeners, and boom, you get the misinformation label. And it's my opinion. But to them it's misinformation. And never, ever in my life would I have ever thought that we would be living on the cusp of a totalitarian society. A completely different than China.
No, and they praise China, and they want that here.
Yes, they do. You know, the narrative, and they go on this narrative where they're all saying the same thing. We've talked about this in the past, you know, how all the news shows lead up with the same, you know, thing. We've seen the videos where it does that, you know, but a couple weeks ago it was elections, abortion, guns.
Yeah.
And now it is Elon Musk, Twitter, free speech, hate speech, and it just grows to this escalation. And poof, this right before our eyes, and nobody is protesting, nobody is taken to the streets. And it makes my heart sick.
Well, they have in China.
For tomorrow and, yeah. Yes, they've, but that is a perfect example of too little, too late. Sorry, China. Sorry, there's billions of your asses over there. Sorry, you waited around too long.
Who knows? I'm rooting for them. I don't think they'll win.
Oh,
I don't
I'm
think
rooting
the people
for
will
them
win,
too.
But I'm rooting for them.
Oh yes, I'm. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying sorry too late. You know, but I want our listeners to look at that escalation over there, and that is a perfect example of a little too late. Too little, too late. And, yeah, I think about them all the time. My heart goes out to them, the Uyghurs, the Chinese people themselves. But I've always been taught God helps those who help themselves. And that is what happens to a godless society that does not stand up and help themselves. And it should be a cautionary tale for all of us. It doesn't mean that we can't feel bad for them or pray for them. It, most certainly we need to lift them up in our prayers. But that
but
just
it,
goes
it shows
to show
too, though, Dahl, that if they somehow miraculously win, the protesters, and that means that the whole world would be waking up, and they can't have that. If China
no,
can do
so
it,
what
that
will
means
they
everybody
do?
Else could do it.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, and they're fighting the greatest cabal, you know, the ringleader of it all. I mean, they have been, and I'm not saying China has been the ringleader of it all since the beginning, but they were handed the baton. And the cabal and everybody's been pushing all their money over there and allowing all this stuff to go in front of in front of the world's eyes. The forced abortions, the forced labor, the two-child policy, the social credit system, everything. And modeled it as the greatest industrial nation in the world.
And you still have Klaus Schwab and Dr. Fraudy over the weekend talking about how China's the model for the world. They are so blind.
Yes.
Or not blind, but they think that we're stupid. Like, we don't see what's going on in China, but the average person in America doesn't know what's going on over there.
The average person in America doesn't know what's going on here at home in America.
Right.
No, they got their mask on and they've got their faces and their phones speaking of hate and looking at, you know, their social media stuff and rooting on Ukraine and where's the world standing up for China? I don't see one. I don't see NATO posturing and going, oh,
no.
This behavior is really dangerous. Maybe we should be protecting the, even though the countries around it are not NATO, you know, related, maybe we should be doing that because that's what they're doing in Ukraine. They saw Putin moving some tanks towards the border and they were like all over on it only because they wanted the precious resources.
Hey, Dahl, I need a couple minutes. I'll be right back. Did you hear
me? Anyway,
right.
So only... Yes, I did. But only because they needed their precious resources and they already had an agenda going on. And I'm not saying Putin's the good guy, guys, folks. I am saying that Putin's been the fall guy for everything. Election interference in the United States. Anytime there's a cyber attack, it's Putin. Anytime of this or that, it's Putin. You know, this is exactly everything we've been talking about for the last, well, since I've been on the show for the last 2 years, but, and I know Bruce's been talking about it, you know, way before that, but it's, look at China, and I said it before, too little, too late. And who knows how it's going to turn out for those folks. And she, as in the great panda, not she as in she, as in the only kind of she, but Xi Pei, he's elected himself to be supreme ruler for God only knows how long. You know, an unprecedented third term. And God forbid you stand up to him, because he'll make you disappear. You know, take you to the train station gives it a whole new meaning in China. But so she has nothing to lose. And at this point, I wouldn't put it past them just to nuke themselves. In spite of, you know, just cut off your face in spite of your nose. Despite your nose. Who knows how that's going to play out? I mean, it is just, it's horrific. And it's not horrific just today. It's horrific. It's been horrific there forever. It is the saddest situation ever. But it a perfect example of a godless society that has lost its way, sadly. And it is happening here. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Europe. You know, we're seeing this abortion agenda. It's not about health care. There's no way that any sane doctor would turn away a woman if she had a ectopic pregnancy. That's not an abortion. That is health care. You know, and that China normalized that kind of stuff. They are the grandfather of all of the normalization of all the stuff we see, with the exception of the gender mutilation of our children. Yep, they're behind it with TikTok, but they won't allow that stuff in their own society. You can't be openly gay. You cannot marry yourself or another gender except for, you know, a man and woman. Yet they have the TikTok app that's just preying on the youth of our country, normalizing gender mutilation, being probably... funded heavily by the big pharma. And, you know, that's okay with Joe Biden. TikTok's fine. But Twitter, and see now Twitter, I got sick of Twitter. Because it was just this crappy leftist blowhole. It was like, I'd open up Twitter and it was like watching Joy Reid or something. I just wanted to like gouge out my eyes and my ears. I took the longest break from that crap. But once people started coming back and going, oh, I can say what I want to say. You know, Joe Biden wants to shut it down. But TikTok's fine. You know, and it's just disgusting. And a lot of these root causes of the societal breakdown that we're seeing are brought from China. Fentanyl. Yeah, we have an open border, and the fentanyl's coming through just fine. It only comes from one place. Those ingredients only come from, well, they used to come from India, too. But India's done what they can to shut it down. Not saying that some of the ingredients don't still come through India, but not at the illegal use that we're seeing. And so, you know, China is to blame for fentanyl. And Joe Biden is to blame for the open border. Has nothing to do with Mexico. Mexican cartels, shit, they'll make money off anybody. They don't care where it's coming from. As long as that border's open and they have, it wasn't strictly fentanyl with them. It was crank, and then it was meth, and then it was heroin. You know, once we got over to Afghanistan and started shutting down the poppy fields and stuff, Mexico, they were like, well, hell yeah, we can do it here in our backyard. And South America, we'll do it here. I'm not saying the cartels are evil. They're terrible people. But as long as we have countries supplying, I blame China and Joe Biden for the fentanyl sense. So I was proof just to catch up. I'm just going through like all the
stuff
coming from China. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know if you were ready to come back in. I'm not trying to railroad you there. But yeah, I'm just kind of listing some of the stuff that, you know, that the problems that we're having here societally are all stemming from China. And when will this, and we know he's not going to do anything about it. Joe Biden's not going to do anything about it because, you know, he's in cahoots with China financially. And I'm sure they have a ton of crap on Joe. You know, and I'm sure that they said, hey, Joe, you need to get Putin out of the way, and then we'll bring you into the big inner circle. You won't have to worry about a reelection. We'll show you how to just stay there forever, you and your kind.
Yeah, we'll give you the big bowl of ice cream.
Exactly. You think Fidel Castro got where he was, you know, just by doing nothing? I mean, he's, you know, yeah, it was mostly Russia that was supplying, you know, Fidel Castro, keeping them going and stuff. But Russia was like, you know what, Cold War's over. You're no longer an asset to us. You mean nothing to us. And I know that we encourage you to, you know, bring your people down and stuff, but we're done. And China saw Castro fine for picking. And they needed a place close to U.S. to, you know, do their direct energy hits of people that they don't like, because it happened in Maryland. It happened in Havana. Russia moved out and China moved in and is taking care of Cuba. So these are really, really, really bad people. I'm not Chinese are not bad people. I'm not saying that. But Joe Biden and Xi are bad people.
So I wanted to go ahead and show you this week's episode.
Okay.
I sent you a link. I don't know if you're ready for it.
All right. Getting on there. All right. Yeah, the first link you sent me was kind of broken up, but this one looks like it's going to work.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah,
I'm ready when you are.
I sent you a whole list the first time around instead of this one, so... This one is called Trans Outlaw. So I want to, if we could talk about this after the video, and then some of it will make sense. But I want you to watch the video first, and then we'll discuss after.
Okay.
So if you're ready.
I'm ready when you are.
All right. So I'll count down. So 3, 2, 1, action.
I can't wait for us to get our new paychecks.
We can finally afford to move from a studio apartment to a one-bedroom.
What happened at the trans payment office?
We both got our $1,200 a month paychecks for being trans.
I'm a trans outlaw.
I also wanted to be a trans outlaw, but they said I had to be something else, or I would not be eligible for the money. I would just be considered gay.
You never even told me which gender you are now.
Since I could not be a trans outlaw, the guy gave me a list of pronouns to choose from. I told him I want to be a stud. But the guy said I look and act like a travesty.
Do you have to change pronouns?
He said I'm now a Z/Zims. I'm okay with being Zims.
The person helping us was cool though.
Did you have to do anything else after filling out the forms to get your fat tax?
They was cool with me. They said I will get my $1,200 starting next month. I just had to make sure my gender stasis runs out, lol.
The person helped us. He was okay. He wore a blue suit. He said his name is the Wiretap. He explained he was a/him. He said I was acting on Lisa's. Since I chose my gender right in front of him, he made me do some tests to prove I was really a trans and not just pretending so I can just get a paycheck.
What tests did you have to do? Was it hard?
First, he told me I needed to remove my gender reason. He had to put me in the naked body scanner. Then he said he had to inspect my junk. After he looked at my junk, he said I was definitely not a stud. Then he made me diddle him, and then he diddled me to prove that I was not a cisgendered male. After we diddled each other, he said I was definitely not a male.
They also said that when the Black Universal Basic Income comes around, I will get $1,200 for that also. And because I am trans, I will get my black income before everyone who is cisgender and black starts getting theirs.
Then we are finna party up in this biz. I like the rent is only $1,999. Up in here. Up in here.
Soon it will only be just straight white males that have to work. We won't have to do a thing other than get our boosters, shoot each other with guns, and take all of the fentanyl.
And then finally I can get pregnant.
Don't forget, the Wiretap said we are required once a month to dress in drag and read a drag queen story time to the kids.
The first one we have to do is on the 8th. We have to wear high heels and tape over our nipples, and that's all. I'm so happy we get to read the book about transhumanism to all those nice kids who are also trans.
They also said we will get extra carbon credits than regular white people.
I know. It's that Green Jones again. That dude is a something ducker for real.
He is finna say a lot for his size.
Mike, I am glad I found you. We found your car this morning. Your Prius was sitting in front of the GMO Bell. The tires were stolen from it. So I told everyone at the police station about it. We all chipped in and bought you some new rims and tires. You just have to go down to Max Auto Repair in the morning and they will take care of you.
We've been done told you, you racist something ducker. We do not need your help. Tarmac and his auto repair to shove it up his.
How dare you try to help me? I will never take help from someone who is not a liberal.
By the way, most people say thank you. You are lucky to get your car back in running order. You are welcome.
We're not most people, we're liberals.
We also have to ban the hydrogen monoxide. It is killing people.
Really? Then what are you going to drink, bathe in, or swim in?
We do not need hydrogen monoxide to go swimming. My girlfriend and I go swimming all the time. We do not need hydrogen monoxide to go swimming.
Again with the girlfriend-ish. That is it. We are going to go protest meat products at McGMO right now, and I'm going to use Gorilla Glue on your ballsack and sit you down naked right in the drive-thru.
No. Please, Malik. I can change. You are the best girlfriend I ever had. I love you more than anything.
You don't learn to you? That is it. I will save you your shoes so you're not going anywhere. I will put a sign on you that says only cisgenders eat meat. We will make everyone learn about eating bugs and owning nothing.
This is not fair. I want to save my swimmies so I can be the best stud for you.
But even the trans office today said you're not a stud. You are a travesty.
This broccoli dude is so selfish. It is too bad he supports Trump and not Michael Robinson Obama.
Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady.
Yes. Please explain how I am so selfish. But I tracked you down just so I can tell you we found your car. And we even replaced the rims and tires out of own pocket. Without expecting anything in return but a thank you.
You never vote Democrat if you are cisgendered. That makes you selfish, racist, xenophobic, and transphobic, and drag queen phobic. You need to grow up and stop hating as trans people.
You also need to stop hating on black people. You need to let us get the reparations and our four-finger discount.
And you need to be supportive of my girlfriend helping me get pregnant. I love her. She is my everything. Oh dear.
That's it. I'm not calling you Sims. I'm going to tell the Turan's office you are a he/him and not a/Sims.
Please, honey. I want to be Sims. I do not want to have to work. I want to just be a trans travesty.
We will see who's a Sims when we gorilla glue your kumquats to the ground in the McGMO drive-thru. Let's get going.
Will you at least put a scam on my face so no one thinks I support Trump?
Bleep your scam. You're going to have to roll all that oxygen and everyone will laugh at you.
I feel so much damn for having a scam on my face and covering my kumquats. Please, man, I'll do anything if you just let me wear your scam.
Please. Do not live like these liberals. Get educated. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live so you can hear the live show. Learn what these globalists are doing to us. See how we can fight back together against these elites. Freedomizerradio.com. Please check out the other shows on the network also.
We're not going to educate ourselves. The Democrats were able to print up enough fake ballots to win the election. I'm good with that. We also need to teach these racists and transphobes like Mike to respect us trans assholes.
I'm sorry for being white and having junk under my pants. Come on, Malik. Let's go do drag queen story time.
All right. Well, that was an episode.
All right. Sounds great.
Hope it was okay.
So, so they were out in the campground. Picnic area in the dark.
Right.
You don't normally see a group like that out in the woods in the dark.
Well, it could have been somebody's house.
They could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, just saying, you know, they're pervading. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. So,
anyways,
I don't know if you heard about this, Kyle, but in San Francisco, they are giving a bunch of people $1,200 a month if they identify as trans.
And where's this money coming from?
The city of San Francisco, they just offered to pay them.
And how's that going?
Well, I'm trying to find you the link real quick here. I don't know where I lost it again. There it is. Okay. I'll have the link for you in just a second here. So I want to read some of these names of potential genders. Because as long as you say
okay.
you're one of them, then you are eligible to get your fat stacks. So Mike identifies as a Z, Ziz, wait, where's Zims?
Z, Zim,
and Ziz. So some of these, you could be a demi boy, you could be a brother boy. You could be genderqueer, agender, xenogender. You could be a butch. You can be a boy, B-O-I. You could be a stud, which Mike was trying to be. You could be a gender outlaw, like Malik decided that they was. Jen Burt. I don't know what that's. Oh. Wait. I think it says gender fuck, but I'm not sure. I think they said that in the 22. You know, I don't like to use profanity, but if it's written there, I'll say it.
Well, all right. So those applying for the program, I don't know if I'm looking at the same link as you just yet, because I haven't looked at the link that you sent me, but. Proof, and he'll call back in, so we'll just continue with the episode. But it looks like those applying for the program can choose from 97 different genders and 18 preferred pronouns on the application paperwork, which must be submitted by December 15th. So, this is pretty, welcome back, Proof.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anyway, so, yeah, I was saying, you know, they can choose from 97 different genders and 18 different preferred pronouns on the application paperwork, which must be submitted by December 15th. Just catching you back up.
Yeah.
So this is really, really interesting. And the program is called the GIFT program. And it's a pilot program. It's the first to guarantee income initiative to focus solely on trans people. And will provide regular unconditional cash transfers to individuals or households who qualify. This differs from other social safety net practices provided by a steady, predictable stream of cash to recipients to spend and see as they fit without limitations. So the GIFT program will provide eligible trans individuals with temporary income in a range of wraparound direct services such as gender-affirming medical and mental health care, as well as financial coaching, according to the mayor's office. Insane proof.
Yeah, well, there's a hierarchy, and the drag queens have catapulted themselves to the top of the United States food chain. So now because according to Democrats, your value is your skin color, and it's all about discrimination. So if you're a drag queen, you're at the top of the pecking order now, ahead of Muslims.
Yes. And folks, before you change or come up with a pronoun besides, you know, human or he or she, they're only, this pilot program will only be eligible to 55 people. 55. So don't go dropping everything and running to San Francisco just yet. So it's for 18 months, though. And it's really, really interesting, and I'm glad you brought this up, Proof, because I will be, like, digging into this, and I hope everybody else will be, to find out where this money is coming from. And what
and,
type
on the other
of,
end of it, you still have to work, because $1,200 a month in San Francisco doesn't buy you anything.
Exactly. And also, though, I need to know, I want to know, is this just for people 21 and over? Or is this going to be 55 kids in school that are going to be, you know, that are 14 years old that are going to be mutilated and given a check for it? And we'll be watching
well, what if
it
they
chronicled on TikTok.
As an adult.
Exactly. So, I mean, this is something that I'm going to be watching, and I hope everybody's going to be watching. I know Proof's going to be watching how this plays out. And also, it is just so, this is really disturbing, Proof.
Well, we're entering the world where Satan rules for a little while, and there is nothing on there is nothing above board or on the up and up about stuff like this.
Yeah,
did
and they tell.
That, go ahead.
Oh. You know, and at the same time, yeah. No, go ahead. We can move on from this. It's just, we could talk about this forever, but it talks about all the great, you know, what this can do for people, but it's not telling the taxpayers of California where the money's coming from. And we know where it's coming from, but something like this, you have to know that Soros or one of those, you know, open society type foundations are funding this, along with the pharmaceutical industry. So back to you, Proof.
Oh, I wanted to show you this. I don't know if you saw this here, but speaking about satanic stuff, this was an actual Disney show.
Yes, I saw that. Not funny. And they're trying to play it off as funny.
So there's a series called Santa Clauses. It's on Disney Plus. And each child holds up a letter, which is supposed to spell out, "We love you, Santa." But a couple of kids get in the wrong position. And it says, "We love you, Satan." But I don't think it's funny.
No, I don't think it's funny at all. And it's, yeah, it's bad. It's really bad. But it just goes to show exactly what we've been talking about, that there is a satanic agenda.
But just think, Dahl, that most of the public does not see stuff like this. They have no clue that they're testing digital currency right now. Just think that you'll need a QR code, which would be the mark of the beast, in order to do anything in life. I don't plan on being any part of that.
No, and that kind of falls back to China, you know, with their social ranking system. They may not be chipped, you know, per se, but they are digitally linked to everything they're doing. So maybe that's the same, you know, you can get that from, you know, a very old text and in the book of Revelation. But where I was saying that this China as a whole, are they're not Christian. Not saying there's not Christians over there, and the ones that are have to secretly gather and keep their icons and their Bibles and everything hidden, because China is a satanic, not, you know, they're godless. And their people have fallen under that. They've done everything that the book of Revelation says not to do, and look at what's happening to them. And once they stand up a little bit, they're getting squashed by, not yet, but we saw it in Tiananmen Square. You know, it's just a matter of time before they start bulldozing these people.
Oh, speaking of which, the Chinese regime, they're bringing back the tanks now to stop the protests.
Yeah, that's what I just said. They're already bringing up the tanks, and it's
yeah.
just a matter of time before we have Tiananmen Square again. Tiananmen Square, I mean.
Yeah, but they want that here. But everybody's like, okay, well, that's still... Having tanks on the streets killing people is still better than having Trump as a president. You know
exactly.
that 40% of the public thinks like that.
Yep. They do, and only because they've been told to think like that. There's not a lot of, you know, truth behind any of it. I mean, I'm not saying, I'm not giving Trump a full, you know, hall pass on crap. He's a businessman. He's not a politician. But, yeah, it's ridiculous. Double standards. But Balenciaga, that is one of those brands that you and I mean, we could afford it if we wanted to spend our money on that stuff, but we don't, I don't need, well, I can speak for myself, but I know you well enough that I know you are most certainly not going to go buy anything from their boutiques, and I most certainly am not. So it is mostly an elitist thing. It's a status quo. It's a, look, I'm a member of this cult. Like you were saying, it's cultism. It's virtue signaling.
See, I don't know about you, Dahl, but I've never been one of those people that could spend a ton of money on clothes like that.
No. I mean, like, I'll invest in, you know, well, yeah. Well, fur is warm. So I have spent a lot on some pieces of fur wear. But I wear it. I live in Alaska, and like my sea otter or my seal and sea otter hat is, you know, wouldn't be high fashion, but it's really expensive. It's not from a boutique, but it's for warmth. I'll do things from I'll invest in my health and wellness, and that staying warm and, you know, comfortable is one of those things. But buying something for, you know, status, no, not going to happen.
I've never been cool in my life,
or they're
functional. And I don't expect to start being cool now.
Exactly, me neither. And it's interesting, too, because a long time ago, for example, the I'll use Tommy Hilfiger as an example, because they paste their stuff all the way across their t-shirt, and I may have liked the quality of the material and the feel against the, you know, the potential feel against the skin, because I never bought them, but I refuse to be branded by something and pay for advertising for you, no, you know, or to have some fancy swish on the side of my shoe, no. There's plenty of other functional shoes out there. Yeah, all these things are just a status quo, and they're ridiculous. I grew up really, really, really poor, And I remember every year there would be this talk, this little bit of talk about putting us in the school uniforms. And I was just like, oh, please, please, please let it happen. Please let it happen. Not because I like the school uniform, but just because I was so sick of being left out because I wasn't a cool kid. Because we couldn't afford the shoes or we couldn't afford coat of the, you know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about, just like that moment in fashion. And I used to pray, oh, please let him pass that, you know, and then we can all be the same. And then maybe, just maybe, I would be judged by my character, not by what I was wearing.
Yeah, but the thing is, as someone that protested school uniforms back in the day, if they put you in a school uniform, then they just find something else to pick on. It could be the color of your hair. It could be freckles.
Yeah.
It could be the shape of your nose. It could be your accent. It could be your teeth. It could be literally anything. You could be too short, too tall, too fat, too skinny, and you're not going to be able to check off all the boxes to make sure that nobody gets picked on. Unless the parents do the educating.
Yeah, that's true. And then, too, though, yeah, you can homeschool your kids and stuff, but you can't protect them from everything, and then they expect this, you know, the society is going to treat them like mom and dad does. And the world doesn't care about your feelings. Not your feelings, but, you know.
They don't care about my feelings. I'll be the first one to admit that. They don't care if it's my birthday.
Yeah, exactly. Or mine either. You know?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying from a standpoint from, like, I literally profoundly had, like, maybe two school outfits. And, I mean, that's how poor we were. So all I wanted was, like, an even playing field because I had all my mm-hmm. teeth. I was a fun kid. I had potential. I had potential for everybody to think maybe I was potentially cool. But, you know, I'm glad they didn't. I'm glad people picked on me. And it made me realize the American dream. And I think that that's so important, that adversity is what I believe the American dream was made for. And it's like, okay, well, I'm not going to be able to get into college because, well, I could, but I didn't want to be saddled with the huge astronomical debt. I saw different ways, venues to make money. And it was a lot of really, really hard work. But I think all the adversity, you know, made me work harder. And that's the premise of the American dream, that possibility. You know, all that hard work may not have the greatest result, but tenacity made it work for me, and we all have that opportunity, and that's what I love about this country.
But here's the thing too, though, on the other side, there's a lot of kids that never got picked on, but they were never pushed to be better. So they just coasted, and there's no urgency, I guess, where you end up happy just having some mid-salary job, and that's you, and then you come home and you watch your smell-o-vision. I can never be that person, doll. And
yeah.
It's not about being cool. It's just that I can't sit down and not think to myself, how can I enrich somebody else, or how can I share my message?
Hey, you made it happen.
On multiple levels. And I'm not saying everybody has to be creative, but I like doing things to educate people and wake people up, and I don't care if I'm cool or not, but having the radio show and the Broccoli Man cartoons and Barefoot is Legal, it's just different ways to have creative expression. Where if I had an average non-bullied childhood, then maybe I would be content to just be like everybody else.
So adversity is good. I mean, I didn't like being, you know, having the childhood I had, but I think that it made me want to work hard, and I hope that other people that are faced with adversity in their life, no matter what it is, will want to work hard, have that desire to better themselves. I'm not saying it makes you better than other people, but it increases your comforts in life. I mean, yeah, we'd all like to do this or that, but it doesn't pay the bills. Sometimes we have to do this, that, and what we love, you know, as a side hustle. And that's awesome. I love it. And you've wore so many hats over your lifetime. And yeah. It's given you, like, these lived experiences that you can't get any other way. But by going through it, you've had a baseball card shop? Or was it?
Yeah, that's what
sports.
I do.
It was just all sports.
Yeah.
Was it all sports?
Yeah, correct. Yeah, all
okay.
The sports.
Yeah. And the radio and the Barefoot is Legal, the only nonprofit of its kind, you know, when you started it, and a huge outreach with that. I mean, that's amazing accomplishments.
I just can't picture people my age that have never owned a house, never tried to open a business. They're just happy doing their $40,000-$50,000 a year job, and then they go home and that's it. But speaking about working hard, doll, we have Vito out there on these mean streets that wants to say hi.
Yeah, I was hoping that was Vito's number. I saw Pennsylvania
up,
pop
everybody?
Up on the board. Let's bring him in.
I'm calling from cold Minnesota. That's all I'm going to tell you.
Oh,
okay.
It is
I spent
cold
time
out
in
here.
Minnesota.
I was up in Fargo, North Dakota yesterday, and my God, that's all I'm going to say. If you have no business being in Fargo, North Dakota in the wintertime, I'm sure it's a very pretty town. When it's warmer, don't go. It's cold. It's really cold.
You know, it's,
I mean, it's advanced cold.
Yeah.
What was the temperature, you think?
You know, Minnesota. Oh, yeah.
Well, yes. Yesterday, compared to New York, it was only 20 degrees. But talking to the person I had it delivered to, I asked, how cold does it get here? He goes to me, probably around Christmas time, it should be about 30 below. And I'm like, what? I mean, it's a constant wind. There's a breeze blowing. It goes right through you. It's a flat town. It goes right through your body. No matter how much insulation you have on, you're going to feel the cold.
Well, tonight I was a little late coming onto the show, and a lot of it had to do with I'm at my house in Alaska. Well, all my homes are in Alaska, but I'm right here on the island, and it's 21 degrees, but, you know, it says it feels like it's 6 degrees, and it's that cold right off the ocean, 30-mile-an-hour wind all day long I was working in. I had long johns, regular clothes, and then my insulated coveralls. And then I had my rain gear over that at, like, my really thick stuff, not windbreaker stuff. We're talking, you know, Helly Hansen,
right.
Grundens. And, oh, my gosh, I'll have to take a picture sometime because I was probably about as white as my truck. But a,
yeah, I mean,
but I don't even dress. Huh?
I was just going to ask Doll if she was warm with all that on.
Yeah, I was toasty. I was chopping wood and working outside and packing some lumber and stuff. So I was plenty warm as long as I stayed moving. But I thought when I got out there, I was like, oh, I'm good. You know, I've got the insulated coveralls on and stuff. Once that wind just found every little nook and cranny, every little zipper hole, everything. And I'm really windburnt tonight, like windburnt. I've been out laying in the sun all day just from the windburnt. But, yeah, Vito, stay warm. Keep your heat, keep your butt in your seat so you can keep your you-know-what warm.
I mean, even the zipper. I mean, even
kumquats.
It is just brutally cold. That's all I gotta say. Did you hear about Biden's nuclear stockpile? The one that controls the stockpile.
That sexual freak that got arrested.
That got arrested for a freaking $2,000 suitcase, man. You know, he was looking to rip that off 100%. He felt entitled to it. It's an embarrassment. That's all it is. And I'm sure he's getting paid decent money, too, where he doesn't have to go out and steal someone else's stuff. But that's how socialists operate. They think they're entitled to everything.
Yeah, well, not only that. He's like a just sick gender dysmorphia person who used to train people in puppy play. And now he's you know, punting on nuclear arsenal. And I would bet you a hole in the donut, Vito, that he was on the same flight or targeted that woman. It was probably more fetish and to find a woman with the same size as him and stuff and, like, you know, so that he could wear her stuff. Because I believe when they found him with her suitcase, he was wearing her clothes, too.
Wow. Wow. Just.
So that takes it from thievery to targeted sexual.
He got changed. He was arrested at the airport. So that means he had to go into a dressing room, into a men's bathroom. I'm sure that's where he went. And I don't know. It's just craziness, man. And this is accepted behavior. And there's just no freaking way never am I going to accept that. Never.
No, I believe that this was not just thievery, but it was a sexual crime. That she was victimized. I am sure she was targeted.
No.
It's disgusting.
It's beyond. It's beyond anything that's decent. And it's a joke. We are the laughing stock of the world. This person is in charge of nuclear waste or whatever. Come on. I bet you he bathes in it. Where he came out of.
Exactly. They're like, well, you know, this guy's already far gone. We'll let him take care of this. You need to fulfill. They need to, in their equity board, they've got 97 genders they're trying to fill positions for.
Yeah. And look, and they won't even, the administration won't even say anything to, in support of the people protesting in China. Biden can't go there because he's owned by China.
I wish he would just be honest and say that, hey, I'm owned by China. I'm not allowed to say anything. I'd respect him more.
Yeah. So true, Poof. So freaking true.
So your other buddy wants to come in and say hello.
All right.
Welcome in.
Welcome in.
Bring him out.
Well, I tell you, it's 75 degrees.
Okay.
Here.
Albedo, stay.
No. And, you know, not to mention, what's up, Jan? Well, not to mention, they still have not locked up that Bitcoin guy who stole billions of dollars.
Oh, not only that, he's doing a speaking conference in, I want to say, New York City.
In New York.
With Janet Yellen.
Yeah, he's going to be in New York City.
Ukraine President Zelensky. What's that?
He's going to be in New York City, and nobody could pick him up. I mean,
no.
they're all saying that what he did, he stole money. He basically stole money. They're talking about, well, it needs to be, maybe they need to regulate it more. They don't need to regulate it more. It's regulated enough. This guy stole money. That's all he did. And he's living a good life. And he donated to Democrats, because if he was a Republican donor, they would have gone after him with pitchforks, and they're not even going after him. Nothing.
Yeah,
billions of dollars.
Yeah, that aid money went to the Ukraine. Then turned it into cryptocurrency.
They used it to launder money too. I bet they used it to launder money, guaranteed.
Yeah, they did.
If let me tell you something, if Democrats lost the money, those that mattered, this guy would be in jail already. We all know that.
Yeah, it turned into cryptocurrency and transferred into addresses here in the United States that was turned back into cash, USDT, which the banks will take. And put it in your account, and they was using that to donate to the Democrats, and maybe
sick.
A couple of Republicans.
It's just sick, man.
Hey, you know it's 75 degrees here where I am. I just wanted you to know that there's hope right around the corner.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's about 80 where I am sitting right now inside my cab, but you know,
yeah,
Fargo, North Dakota. Is cold. That's all I gotta say.
Is that the first time you've been in North Dakota?
This is the furthest north I've ever been, Proof, in a car.
Yeah, I've never been in.
And
North
I'm enjoying
South
it.
Dakota.
Believe me, I'm enjoying it. But you know, when you open up the door to that cab, and you step out, you're like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? You know, people realize that it's really this is advanced cold, man. This is really
brutally
cold.
Do you think that's cold? Go across the border and go to Manitoba, Canada.
It's even cold. It's even colder, absolutely. I mean, Minneapolis,
yeah,
they have sidewalks that go underground, I hear.
Right.
You know, they say that. I haven't seen it, but, you know, I would have liked to have gone to a Dallas Vikings game, but... You know, if it's in late September, early October, maybe I'll go. But once it starts getting into the late November, December, I don't think I'm going to do it.
Speaking of sports, I just don't understand why new football stadiums just don't make the dome the whole time around. That doesn't make sense. And I'm not saying that tradition-wise it looks cool and all, but you're paying these athletes – some of them, like Aaron Rodgers, $50 million a year. You don't want those guys breaking their leg in a snowstorm.
No. I mean, I've gone to baseball games in Phoenix, and I'll tell you, sitting, you know, in an air-conditioned baseball stadium isn't a bad thing. You know, it's comfortable.
Yeah, I think we're past the time where you throw the ball in minus 9 degree weather.
Yeah, I mean, and plus even in, like I said, at the stadium in Phoenix at night when it's comfortable, they open up.
I've been to Chase
they,
Field.
They open the roof. They open the roof at night.
Yes.
And it's comfortable. You know what I mean? But I'm surprised that they don't have more enclosed stadiums.
Well, that one Super Bowl with Vince Lombardi, wasn't it like 15 below?
It was cold. Oof.
Yeah, I need a couple minutes again, so you guys are on your own for
yes, it was cold, Bianchi. It was cold.
That's one sport I never cared much about, that nor basketball. But there's no way in the world I was going to buy a ticket and sit out there in the cold temperature like that and watch no game.
It's cold. That
and like you say, you be out in that stuff. You know, we worked outside. I mean, I come back in the home, in the house at around 4 o'clock in the evening. I couldn't go back out because that cold go right through.
When I was a kid, I used to play roller hockey outdoors. I mean, as long as you're running around, you really don't feel it. You know, it's when you're not moving. That's when you feel the cold. Once that sweat, you know, gets a chance to stick to you.
I used to take my daughter out to Art Hill and slide down the sled. I'd pick her up and put her down in my coveralls and zip them up where just her head be sticking out. And then we'd get on the sled and ride down. Boy, that was fun.
Yeah. Now I don't even, I mean, if I have to go out in the cold, it's only if I have to. You know, or I'm going to have a fire, you know, especially at my PA house in Pennsylvania when I'm there in the wintertime. I used to make a nice fire in the wintertime outdoors, man. Even if, you know.
But, you know, I wouldn't mind trying it up there in Alaska with the owl lit up. I've been watching a lot of videos and documentaries on living
up there. But you have a lot of scenery. Yeah, the thing is where she is, you have a lot of scenery up there. You know, there's a lot to see.
Yeah.
North Dakota, man. Everything, you know, the biggest building was a corporate building. It was like 6 stories tall. That's it, 6 stories high. Everything else is flat. Flat.
Well, yeah, because tornadoes would take them out otherwise.
Well, you know, it's funny you should mention that. I'm driving and I'm looking at these clouds and I'm like, damn, those clouds look scary. I've never seen something like that before. And I'm like, we're gonna have a tornado here? Who knows? You know, it was windy and it was pushing. It was sliding my empty trailer.
Yeah, I'd like
to
be in one of those tornadoes 5 miles wide. Doll, you ever seen any of those up there in Alaska? 5 miles wide?
No, we don't have tornadoes. No, we just get typhoons and you know, earthquakes and stuff like that, tsunamis.
Yeah.
Temperature is 71
yeah,
degrees. You know when it built the 71 below zero. You know when it built the Alaskan pipeline. Those trucks and those vehicles, they never did turn them off. They kept them running.
Yep.
Well, I can tell you that that's our business. We're retired now, but we're road builders, and we dredged harbors and built, you know, that kind of infrastructure. And there were a lot of jobs where we just let, you couldn't shut the backhoe down because otherwise it took, you know, forever to get it back up to pressure the next day, and then you're blowing hoses left and right. So it was just cheaper to leave everything running. We never shut our trucks down, our dump trucks, our long haulers, nothing. Nothing got shut down unless it was being serviced.
It's funny that you see a lot of electrical power cords coming out of garages where I was today. You know, when you saw electrical cords, electrical outlets, and cords, and they were probably to keep the vehicles warm.
And you'd probably notice in the grill of the everybody's rigs up there have little power cords sticking out. And up here in Alaska, everybody, the front grill, everybody's car in the winter has a little power plug, and it's just a plug-in to keep your engine block from freezing.
Hey, I remember when I was a kid, this one guy used to drain his radiator every night because there wasn't no antifreeze back during that time. At least I didn't know of any.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
He drained the radiator every night, then the next morning he got ready to go and fill it back up.
Holy.
Well, it's funny you guys are mentioning that because while I'm working on my rebuilding my house, the cabin I'm living in, when we built it, it was mostly for our family when they were visiting during the summer. And so this is the first time. I've always just drained the water and, you know, used pressurized air to blow out the lines. And this is the first time ever I've occupied it during the winter. And so today I was underneath the cabin for the most part of the day, early on before I went out and chopped wood, with extra insulation, and I had to wrap all the pipes. And I was like, if we're going to be using this, it's just a matter of time in this weather before we're all froze up. So I had to block all the, you know, the air vents underneath the house except for a couple. And I'm already noticing a huge difference. My feet were cold in the cabin before, and now I'm like, oh, I just have one pair of woolly socks on, and I'm okay. But, yeah, it's pervasive.
Do you put a skirt around the perimeter of the house like they do with trailers?
No, I didn't. But what I did was I used a type of, it looks like bubble wrap. And it's a reflective insulation that's really flexible. And just nailed it over those vents from the outside because it's just temporary. Next year I'm going to replace those vents with open closed vents because these ones, like I said, are fixed open and it wasn't intended for winter. I do have the skirting around my son. He's in one of our work trailers while we're working out here. And he stays warm for the most part, but I did have him turn the water off last night. And so he's showering and using the cabin, but just sleeping out there. In the winter, it's just a full-time job. Keeping food on the table and staying warm. And you go out and you do what you can while it's light out because it's not very light out for very long. So you use headlamps a lot. But it beats living in a socialist utopia.
Well, I was shocked this morning at 7 a.m. How dark it was up in North Dakota at 7 o'clock in the morning. I was like, wow. I'm not used to being this dark this late in the morning.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I used to always feel bad for my kids because when they went to school, it was dark. And when they got out of school, it was dark. And the only time it was ever light out, it's light out in the winter, is just a murky daylight while the kids are all at school. So for the most part, if your kids are, you know, in regular school, they're not getting any vitamin D during the winter. You know, natural vitamin D. And even when it's murky out, you can still get it. Proof, you back?
Uh-huh.
I thought I heard you sneak in.
Yeah. I was here, and then I had to go back out, and now I'm here. But I've been sneezing.
Okay. Oh.
All right, so what news is next here? We haven't done a news roundup in a little bit here.
I would like to bring up some news, and I sent you a link a little bit earlier about New York City to remove mentally ill people from the street against their will. And so I'm going to lead off with saying that, yes, it needs to be addressed. And there's no question about it. But this act alone is kind of disturbing. And now I'm going to have to open up a different link because this one was the New York Times, and apparently I'm not going to subscribe to them to read it again.
Absolutely not.
But Mayor Eric Adams has instituted this new policy that if somebody is mentally ill, that they will be involuntarily placed in a mental institution. And I want
you to
remember
back. The judge will throw that out in a second.
Yes, and a few months back, when DeSantis and them had sent those people to Martha's Vineyard or wherever, a jet full. Remember, New York built a tent city, and they're like, "We're gonna be ready for these illegals, and when they bring them." And I remember there was some fanfare at the beginning that. It had food tables, and it had this and that and that and this. And then about 2 weeks later, we're hearing reports that this compound is still yet unoccupied. And I do recall, Prue, talking with you about this, and we were like, yeah, you know, it's a detainment camp. So my point is, from what I read in this article, there's not a certain criteria. It's whether they base you mentally ill. So right in the beginning of the show, we were talking about your opinion being labeled misinformation, your truth, you know. So they have gone to show that if you do not toe the line and go with this dystopian group think that you'll be canceled, you'll be punished, that you're, you know, this and that. I'm terrified that they're going to use this in New York City to round up people that don't think like they think.
Very possible. That tent went up quick. That tent city went up fast.
Well, if you're mentally ill. Mentally ill could be not wanting to take a gene therapy, even though everything has come out that you might die. You're not willing to risk death, so therefore something's wrong with you.
Yeah, like I said, they're going to bring him into the psych ward. They're going to ask, do you want to hurt yourself? The answer is going to be no.
That's no longer a criteria.
Discharged. Discharge. Goodbye. Have a nice day. Waste of time. Now what? You can't house someone against their will unless they've been incarcerated, unless they've violated, you know, committed a crime. Now what?
No, good question. I guess we'll see. But courts from 5 years ago are different than now. So who knows? If they can pack the court with some liberal judges.
I'll have to call you back, Proof. I'm sorry. I have to run.
All right. Yeah. So anyway, so I found an article I could open up. And so they're stating Mayor Eric Adams said that the New York PD Police Department and the Fire Department and other city agencies will start forcing. That's their word, not mine. Forcing homeless people who are determined to be suffering, quote, a mental health crisis off the streets and out of the subway system. They will be taken to a hospital for evaluation, even if they refuse to go on their own. You all know it, and I'm reading an article now. You all know it. You're watching people stand there on the street talking to themselves, don't have shoes on. Proof. Don't have shoes on, shadow boxing, unkept. However, and that was at Mayor Adams saying that. Okay, So if you have a person that's got no shoes on and they're killing passerbys, you know, we've seen street preachers, we've seen activists. We've seen people that just get sick of things and create their own soapbox forum in a public area, and they're like, no shoes on, and they're saying, hey, do not comply. Don't fall for this. It's a scam.
So in
you
New
know,
York City,
and,
they have a guy that says he's the naked cowboy. So he literally wears a pair of tidy whiteys and cowboy boots. And that's acceptable, but I could wear a three-piece suit and not have shoes on, and I'm the crazy one.
Yeah, and this is a playbook from the China crap that we were talking about earlier,
right.
Prue, because it, all right, so the New York City Civil Liberties Union Executive Director Donna Lieberman, she said a real solution, and see, they're in cahoots of this too. A real solution, she said, would be providing housing and long-term treatment for the mentally ill. So that means long-term treatment and housing away from society. Let's just lock them up because you say they're mentally ill. Let's just put them in internment camps. And that's kind of what that equates to. I'm not saying that there are not mentally ill people out there that need to be, for their own safety, to be cared for. They, for one reason or another, have decided that they don't want to take that medicine. And who can blame them? I mean, Big Pharma has failed us time and time again. It's a double-edged sword. But I believe, proof, that they would be using this premise to take people like myself, if I live there, or you, if you live there, if you were out there, on the street corner on a Saturday promoting Barefoot is Legal.
Yeah.
They could come and scoop you up. Well, you're not a harm to anybody. You're just sharing your opinion, your truth, just like other people. But they'd be like, oh, Mayor Adams says if you're barefoot and talking to yourself, they can call it talking to yourself, even though you're addressing the public. I mean, this is really, really dangerous. Unprecedented. When are they going to say owning a gun's mentally ill? Oh, wait, they already do it.
Oh, they say that.
Yeah, that's what I said. They already do it.
Yeah.
What if you're a math teacher? What if you're a math teacher? Because we've just been informed recently, well, a long time ago, you and I knew that 2 plus 2 doesn't equal 4. It equals grilled cheese sandwich or goldfish crackers. Everybody knows that. Now,
yeah.
If you're a math teacher and you insist that your students equate 2 plus 2 equals 4, they could say, hey, you're crazy. Because we've decided that math is, you know, irrelevant. It's a patriotic. It's colonization, and you're crazy for spouting that. And they can round up all math teachers if they want.
I have a question regarding that, though. If math is racist, then why are Democrats pushing for the minimum wage to be $15 an hour? You should just be happy that someone's just giving you something.
Exactly. Because 15 is racist. It's colonization. Everybody knows that. The number 15 is evil. Yeah. No, it is. It is really, really, really. It's so just. It's really concerning, and you know. Just a second. I've got a windstorm, and the dogs are freaking out.
Well,
just
we
a second. Here, I'll be right back.
I don't even know if Bianchi is still here. So I'll just play an ad.
All right,
yeah,
I'm
what
back.
You going to play?
Do you want to hear the truth about New York State and beyond? I'm Diana.
And I'm Dean. Join us Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we'll talk about everything New York State and beyond.
Yeah, nationwide news and local news and the tyranny that's going on here in New York State and what the Democrats are doing across the country, too.
We're going to talk about just about everything. Join us Thursdays, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, D&D, delivering the truth in New York State and beyond. See you then.
Sometimes as a Christian, it can be really hard to continue to find joy in our daily disciplines, even in biblical word Bible study. Honestly, we know we're supposed to find joy in it and get growth. That's why I named my new show Dynamic Word Bible Studies, because studying the Word shouldn't leave you unchanged. It should provide dynamic growth through your life and the power of God encountered every day. I'm really excited to start this on Wednesdays from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio. We're going to start out with the book of Romans, one of the most important books to my early Christian walk. So whether you've been a Christian for a long time or you're just learning about Scripture, this is going to be a great place to learn what it was that Paul was trying to tell the Church of Romans and the things that are important to us still today. Again, join me every Wednesday from 9 to 10:30 right here on Freedomizer Radio for Dynamic Word Bible Studies.
Hello to all you something duckers out there. The CEO of Lysnica demanded I shoot a holiday video. We need to promote everyone get their Lysnica boosters every week. All you nimwits and rubes just keep taking it. But Mr. G, Globalist wants me to be nicer to you since this will be your last holiday season on Earth. By the way, we now have the suicide pods available for rental. Before you enjoy your last breath in a suicide pod, we need you scallywags to get tested for COVID. You must be completely up to date on your vaccine passport. Absolutely no exceptions. When you step into the suicide pod, we do not want you to catch COVID. You must also wear at least 5 scams on your face, with a minimum of 2 of your scams being an N95. After you take a final breath on Earth, we will give you another COVID test. Both before and after your trip to the suicide pod, you will be required to go through the TSI naked body scan. We need to make sure we're not hiding any ivermectin, Federal Reserve notes, or carbon inside your person. For all we know, you could be a something ducker that likes to hide Nuremberg code inside your junk. We need to keep you comfortable and safe. Also, please remember, when your person turns to ashes and dust, please do make sure you are still keeping with local social distancing guidelines. You must still keep your ashes 6 feet away from the previous customer. If you refuse to get in the suicide pod, we will take you to the local FEMA camp. That is all on have a holiday season.
All right, we're back. I'll go ahead and bring Vito back in here. So we have Vito and Fianchi and
sorry
whatever Dalton. That's all right.
I'm back.
All right,
hey, we'll,
so
right
before... Oh, go ahead, Yankee.
I was going to ask, will Broccoli Man have any winter events?
I haven't figured that out yet. I don't really have an agenda until I sit down on Friday night or Saturday morning and start working on it.
I was just asking. Go ahead, Dahl, what you got to tell us about the wind? In the dogs.
Oh, no, I just, yeah, the winds just were making a ruckus. But anyways, I was still talking about this New York thing, and it's, I was just going on to say that, you know, this, Adams said the state, this is Mayor Adams said, state law in New York gives first responders the legal authority to provide care to New Yorkers when severe mental illness prevents them from meeting their own basic needs. And but the city isn't setting a clear standard on how to determine if a person is able to take care of them themselves. And it's going to be the police and the first responders and the city administration that determines. So when people are just disappearing in New York, they've just been disappeared by this new agenda. And there's no set time on how long these people can be scooped up off the streets and placed into care, because they're talking about long-term care somewhere else. And not saying that mental health doesn't need to be addressed, but it's concerning because there's no set criteria. And like I was saying, proof if you were out there barefoot and you were talking about barefoot is legal and nobody, you weren't engaging, you were just speaking, addressing the public at large, they'd be like, okay, we've got a guy barefoot talking to himself on the corner, let's scoop him up. Or I could be barefoot talking to people, but I think, oh, for the love of God, really? All right, you guys go ahead.
All right.
Like I said, they will not take you unless you are harming yourself. They have a National Homeless Day. That's what they call it. They would have one day a year. They would have all the cities go out and take a tally of all the homeless people. And I used to go out and do this in the middle of the night. We used to go out. We would go and we would go on the trains, and we would encounter people who are clearly homeless, and they are clearly nuts. But you have to ask them, do you want shelter? Do you want to be taken to a shelter? And like 99% of them said, I'd rather be homeless than go to a shelter. I'd rather be out here on my own. This is safer. So they're not that crazy. You know, they'd rather stay out in the cold. It's in the train. Like I said, it's inside of a New York City train where, you know, as long as the doors are closed, you're warm and the train is running. But they just can't snatch somebody up. You cannot just snatch somebody up like that. And it's not going to happen. There's going to be a judge putting
them into
this.
Where are the homeless children in the winter time at 2 in the morning? Are they sleeping on the train?
Yeah. They'll sleep on the train, Pooh. They'll take they'll sleep in a station, an underground station where it's a little warm. But for the most part, they'll be on a train, riding around.
I didn't know that you could be on the train for a couple hours like that.
You could be on a train as long as you want. Once you pay to get into the system, that's funny. Once you're able to get into the system, you could ride that thing. For months if you want. Nothing's going to throw you out.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
You could just go from train to train, transfer. It's just, you know, as long as that train is not taken out of service, all you do is just get off at that stop and wait for the next train going in the other direction. That's all. You get a train going from Brooklyn to Bronx and then from the Bronx to Queens or however it goes. I'm not sure exactly if it goes from Bronx to Queens direct. You may have to connect.
Does Staten Island have trains?
But, yeah, they have their own Staten Island Rapid Transit. It's part of the MTA. You could ride the train to Staten Island.
To Staten Island, I've never tried.
It's from the ferry to Tottenville. I believe it's Tottenville, the very end. You pay the first when you get to the ferry, or the next stop are the only two stops where you have to pay to get on or off, and the last stop. Other than that, if you live near the train, you want to go to a bar or whatever, you just walk to the train station, get on the train, go to a bar, go to the station closest to that bar, get off. Now you don't even have to pay. You could just go right on it.
Okay.
You only pay at the end. They used to have a conductor that went around collecting, collecting the fares, but I think that became too much of a problem where it's too confrontational with people who didn't want to pay.
So it's the honor system, basically.
Yeah, basically. I mean, listen, when I used to ride my bicycle, if it was cold weather, I would take my bicycle, ride it to the station closest to my house, get on the train, and then ride it to the stop before the stop where you have to get off to pay, where if you got off, you had to pay. And most of the times I would beat the train to the ferry from that stop anyway. So, and I'm
okay.
Just walk right off and just go. You know, I use it for myself.
Fun.
So, I make it work for me, basically.
Yeah, I can't believe I've never been to Brooklyn and I've never been to Staten Island.
Yeah, I mean, Staten Island.
I wouldn't go now, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, I mean, proof. It's Staten Island. There's a lot of culture there. There's history there. I mean, but a lot of the stuff to see is at the ferry. If you're a Buddhist, there's a Buddhist. I think it's Buddhist. I forget what religion he is. The guy created some kind of a museum right near my house in Richmond Town, where they had the Civil War. The Revolutionary War, I'm sorry, was an encampment they had there during the Civil War, Richmond Town. There's a lot of interesting things to see, but, it's pretty much, you're in there, store it, and you're lost. You leave. It's all. You go back to the ferry or wherever that you have to go.
Right.
I think they're opening up a lighthouse museum on Staten Island also. I think they're in the works of still building that. That's all by the. It's all centralized by the ferry. I remember people asking me when I was on the ferry. They'd ask God, where do I go? And I would tell them, are you walking or are you taking the train or the bus? I said, no, we're walking. I said, well, when you get out of the ferry, do not go to your right. You go to your right, you're asking for trouble. And be very careful when you go to your left.
Hmm.
There's not really much to see close to the ferry other than at the ferry itself. They have a baseball stadium there. Used to have a minor league Yankees have a minor league team there until they reduced the minor league teams. Then for during COVID, and then that stadium was let run down. Now the owner of WABC Radio, he put his own baseball team at the stadium this year. It's an independent league. But at least there's something to do there now. That minor league team,
so
minor league baseball
it's
isn't bad to watch.
The Cyclones then, huh?
No, the Cyclones are in Brooklyn.
Okay.
In Staten Island, they were the Staten Island Yankees. That's what they were.
All right.
And now they're the Staten Island Ferry Hawks, I believe. And I
have
yet to see a hawk at the ferry. The Ferry Hawks, yep.
Okay. Never heard of it. Okay.
Yeah. That's the minor league team. I don't know how many games they play, but they're independent. Something to do. It's right at the, like I said, it's right at the ferry. So if you wanted to go watch a minor league baseball game, which I think is as exciting to watch as a major league game, and it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah, I've never been to an independent league game. I've been to minor league games.
Yeah, I've been to minor league games in Richmond when I was doing my training, but I think that team was affiliated with the Giants, if I'm not mistaken. But now they have we did have the Yankees team, and that's gone. Like I said, the Cyclones are still there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if the owner of that station owns the Cyclones. I forget who owns the Cyclones. Might be the same person. I don't know. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know if it's allowed. But, man, that's it. Other than that, It's like I said, styles. You know, there are some things to see, and Ellie, you know, not there to see. You know, it's better than going to Newark, I'll tell you that much.
Well, what was this marriage law that Congress passed?
I didn't see it.
Say again?
Apparently, Congress passed a marriage law. I should say they codified marriage. And I guess it applies to same sex and interracial marriage.
But I don't understand why the Supreme Court already ruled that gay marriage is allowed. And who had a problem with interracial marriage? I don't know.
Well, they do that stuff because it brings it back to the forefront, because then they could say they championed it.
Yeah, like there's been a problem. Who cares? Who cares if you're gay, get married? If you're black or white, get married or whatever.
But then they can bring in 2024 that said, look, we helped with gay marriage. Yay! Even though it was already legal.
The Supreme Court ruled on it already, so it's done. But they have to make it seem like that, well, we fixed it. There was nothing to fix. The Supreme Court fixed it.
Well, I thought that should be left up to the states. Suppose you had a father who wanted to marry his son.
Well, that's common next. That's next, Bianchi.
Well, I think this is just, I'm back, guys. I think this is just a way to further federalize things, to overreach. It's just squashing our individual state rights. And that's the only, you know, aside from, like, you guys say, hey, you know, they have the badge. Hey, we did this. They are slowly federalizing everything, and that was not what the framers of the Constitution intended.
No, and they're going to try and federalize abortion.
Yes, they are. And just like, you know, people, the real ID. I am opposed to the federal real ID unless it was brought forth for election integrity. That's the only use I see for it. But what this federal ID, real ID, is doing is it's making law-abiding U.S. citizens showing that they are a U.S. citizen before they board a plane and travel in-state or from state to state. And that is dangerous. It's a slippery slope, and everybody's given them way too much power.
I was curious on that, if you were allowed to travel without real ID within your own state. I thought that was only to cross state lines.
So
I think
even
it's just
then,
to get on,
though.
I think it's just to get on a plane.
Okay. I didn't know. I was curious on that, because if I lived in Fresno and wanted to fly to San Diego, since you're not traveling across a state, I didn't know how they would force that.
Yeah, well, that should be left to the states. That's not the federal government responsibility. And you know the states can. The states can nullify a federal law, by the way, if they would do it.
Yep,
you might have DeSantis telling people it's okay to fly from Miami to Tampa.
Yeah, but I feel like when you have a state ID, it's a state ID. That identifies you as a voter of this state, a constituent of the state, protected by the Constitution of that state. And
yes.
I believe that it takes away your individual constitutional state freedoms. And it is it's a huge overreach. It's not even overreach. It is it's part of this agenda, and it's terrifying. Not terrifying, but I mean, it should be troublesome to people. And I hope people aren't just getting on this bandwagon. And they are. They're like, oh, look, I got my real ID. Well, I'm dragging my feet on. I'm glad I have, because they pushed that date back. And the reason, they had the scamdemic and stuff. That pushed a lot of stuff back. But there are legal challenges that go along with that. And I'm not going to give up my state freedoms with that. What happens to my state concealed carry permit? Like in Alaska, we don't require one, but I have one in Washington and five other states. So when I'm traveling around, I'm covered. What happens to that? When I'm carrying a federal ID, a real ID, it doesn't tie me to, you know, that type of other ID, or is it going to strip away those rights? I don't know. We don't know. But nobody's asking any questions, and that's troublesome.
You know, speaking of elections,
yeah, what is the current
list?
What is the current date now for the real ID, Dahl, you know?
What is the what?
The current date where
the
they want you to have the real ID. Because I don't have one.
I think it's spring. Yeah, I'm going to check it right now. I believe it's spring. They pushed it back to spring 2023. Going to confirm this. Real ID deadline is May 3rd, 2023. From that date forward, a standard ID will no longer be valid for domestic air travel.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would like to see individual governors and stuff push back on that. You know, and saying, hey, my state constituents and will not be party to this. And anybody, you know, departing from here, but then how are you going to get back to your state? I mean, yeah, I am going to check here. See if there's any pending litigation.
Well,
get away with
this.
Well,
they had
litigation authority.
Speaking of ID and elections, they had a grand jury last year panel for. What was it earlier this year anyway? But they just came back the other day. They couldn't indict anyone for any for election fraud or anything. But the grand jury came back with a finding saying that to reduce the problems of voting in this state, you have to have voter ID. You have to have people showing ID when they vote. And you don't even hear a mention of this in the media. Nowhere. It's all quiet.
Yeah. And the problem, too, you know, with the real ID legislation is it violates your 10th Amendment right. And that right ensures that power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Well, you know what the 14th Amendment does. You know what the 14th Amendment says, that a citizen you're a citizen of the United States and a citizen of the state that you're born in.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I missed that, Pinky. What did
that
you say
sense.
Again?
I said the 14th Amendment says that you are a citizen of the United States and a citizen of the state that you're born in. You're a citizen of the state you're born in and a citizen of the United States. I think I had that. So for them saying that somebody's got to prove and show a national ID, well, Heck, if you're a citizen of the state of Florida, you're automatically a citizen of the United States, the rest of the countries, according to the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, and you know, something else about this real ID is that it does, and a lot of our IDs have chips in them and stuff, but this does have a radio frequency identification chip. And it is made to be scanned by federal officials at entry points and other things. It is the gateway to social ranking system, a social credit system. And it will prohibit your movement within the United States if they so desire it.
And that's going to get thrown out in court, too. And any Supreme Court justice that would vote for that, oh, my God.
Well, you know, in the Supreme Court, there should be 50 justices, one from each state, appointed, nominated.
By the governor.
By the legislature. By the legislature. Not the governor, the legislature.
Yeah, but the thing is, in New York State, the legislature here, they screwed up the bail. I don't trust the legislature in the state.
I don't know what moved to Louisiana, man.
They ruined the bail in this state. I mean, this crime is just crazy.
But one of the issues that we have now going forward is that all the people that vote Republican are moving out of the blue states, so the blue states are going to get bluer and bluer.
Yep. Well, let it be purple. Who cares? You know, they're gonna.
If you had purple anytime soon.
If you had a Supreme Court justice appointed by each state, where you got 50, then conservatism would win all the time, and you would have to have three quarters of the court to, you know, rule on any issue.
Well, I don't know about all the time, because occasionally there is a Barry Satoro and his husband, Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady, and some of those people do come up. But as a whole, they wouldn't rule everything like they do now.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I want to bring up, too, I want to go back to this chip real quick, you guys, is that RFID chip reading technology is very passive. And we know that, you know, when it came out, there were security risks with it, meaning that if somebody was nefarious, they could come within a couple feet of you and read your, use the scanner to read your credit card information without even stealing your wallet. And the same is it gives this power to the federal government. They have these tracking chips in there. They can get within a couple feet of you without your consent, without a warrant or anything, and track you and read where you've been on this chip, because this chip, anywhere you've been, is accessible. This is egregious overreach, and people think of it, and it's tied to the Patriot Act, I'm sure, and everybody just signed up for that because, oh, they're going to keep us safe.
Hide. What are you worried about? I'm used to hear that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And this should make people really concerned.
Well, you know, you could wear some lead gloves.
Yeah.
Depends on where they put it.
Yep.
I think that would be a good idea for refugees that's coming to seek asylum that has a court date. I think they should have those inserted in them, because the way it is now, a lot of them will give them bracelets, and they just ankle bracelets, and they just tear those off.
They're gone. Yep.
Yep.
I never could understand the logic. You take an illegal person, and for them to see if they qualify to be a refugee, you let them in the country, and their court date may be a couple of years. Well, hell, in the meantime, no telling where they are. And then, too, they may have some kids. And when it's found out, finally, that they aren't eligible, then they will use the excuse, well, my kids are U.S. citizens. That's totally wrong. They are not under the jurisdiction of the United States. The jurisdiction is where the hell they came from. And the kids is taking on the status of the parent.
Totally agree.
Absolutely.
So something's got to be done with that. You know, if a regular police officer stops somebody who appear to be illegal, they can't even ask them if they are legal.
Nope.
They have to summon the immigration official. That's a bunch of bull crap.
In New York City, that we're forbidden from doing that. Even when Giuliani was mayor, you were forbidden from inquiring about someone's citizen status.
That's why the convention of states is necessary, to amend the Constitution. Because if you don't, it's going to get to the point where the Constitution ain't going to be worth a dime.
Yeah, but the problem with that, Bianchi, I don't trust the politicians. They'll try to outlaw a Second Amendment. You know what I mean? They'll do a con. And, you know, next thing you know, Second Amendment's been overturned. Look at that.
Well, that's your state legislature. And by the way, 13 states can kick down anything like what you're talking about. Well, hell, that's the state legislature, not the governor. Congress can call a place to convene, but they have no input in it. Of course, they can call for an amendment of the Constitution, but ultimately, their responsibility will lie in the state, in the state legislature. And you got to have 3/4. Because I'm telling you, I mean, just think about it. Things are falling down like dominoes, man. Now, with this new marriage law, does that mean that the baker of the cake has to put the figurines of two males on top when before he would not do it because it goes against his religious conviction?
Yes.
They'll try to fix. They'll try to correct all the social wrongs.
Let's just see how this plays out, because they're going to make Christian churches perform these weddings, and whether they like it or not, and if they don't do it, they lose their 530, their tax exemption.
501c3
But I'll
status.
Bet you a hole in a donut they're not going to make it happen in a mosque.
Agreed.
Well, see, that's what I'm talking about. These friends groups are pushing their way of life on to you, whereas you would never have otherwise went in that direction yourself.
No.
And the conservatives just sit back and let that stuff happen to them.
And they'll use technology. Like I said, they codified same-sex marriage when the Supreme Court already did that. That's it. Done.
Well, you know the thing about that two justices on the court at that time who had performed same-sex marriages before the issue even came up. They should have recused themselves. And that was Ginsburg and Kagan. And if those two had recused themselves, the measure would have failed. It would have been 3-4.
Yes, and the left is melting down. They are so mad that Amy Coney Barrett is not recusing herself from this because she's Catholic. But I guess Joe Biden would have to recuse himself from this bill, too, or pushing it because he's Catholic, too. That she's the same religion as the president or the pretend president, and he's not a real Catholic. You know, we all know that. But that's just another example of their stupid rhetoric that holds no water.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you guys. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I just heard the cats meow, and then I just wanted to know if there was mutiny at your house.
He's ready to go to bed, and we got 10 minutes left, so he's going to have to wait.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure that they weren't, you know, mutiny. got you tied up
so
somewhere.
So what I'm trying to understand here is that you have Brandon easing restrictions and buying oil from Venezuela, it's to save on climate change. So I'm trying to understand the concept that it's bad. It's bad for the earth if the United States drills for oil, but it's quite okay if Iran or Venezuela drill, then that does not affect climate change.
Correct. There you have
it. Well, hell,
you
just buy oil from Russia.
If someone can mansplain me as to why it doesn't hurt the earth if Iran or Venezuela drill, but it hurts the earth if the United States drills, I would like to understand.
Well, you know, you have Russian tankers delivering oil to the Gulf port. I found that out the other day. That's really something else. And what's worse than that, the state of California has told one crypto investment company that they cannot offer the service to Californians.
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, it's with that one company, Novatech. They received a letter. You know, they located, I think, in the Bahamas, or Barbados. And apparently they received a letter from California, I guess the Secretary of State. And it stated that the people of California can no longer indulge in your program.
So they're required to sell their crypto by whatever date, and then they'll no longer be able to trade it.
I guess what they'll do, they'll probably want them to pay them, give them back their deposits that they made. But I don't see how in the hell they can do that, really. And really, if a person wanted to get by that, all they have to do is start a Nevada Corp and get one of those mailboxes, you know, and have a VoIP phone with a phone number outside of your state. Like, I'm in Louisiana. I've got a Missouri area code, 314.
Yeah, well, if you have a branch of a bank that's opened in Nevada and California, you could cross the border.
Yeah.
And say, I want to open up another account.
You know, and they turn around and they say that, cryptocurrency isn't backed by anything. You know, the U.S. government, the U.S. currency is backed by the U.S. government. I says, they're only going to pay pennies on the dollar if, God forbid, you should lose out.
Oh, wait until the digital currency comes in. They'll offer you like 12 cents on the dollar.
Yeah, the conversion. Yep, part of the reset.
Well, they're chomping at the bits trying to figure out how they can go about taxing people. Apparently right now there's no way in the world you can track those things with those private keys and private face phrases, and you can put that currency on a wallet you can put in your pocket.
Yeah, V can explain it better. I know she knows detail how it works. Until you convert it back to U.S. money, they shouldn't know what you have.
They only know it when you deposit in the bank, because you can see they got what's called the USDTs, United States Dollar Teeter, and they have them that operate on different networks like the Tron or the Ethereum or Bit. So you can take your regular crypto Bitcoin, and you can swap them for USDTs, which is United States Dollar Teetered. And then you can go to an exchange like Coinbase, where you have an account that's tied to your ACH or your regular bank account. And you can sell those back to Coinbase, and they would take the worth and put it in your bank account, reverse back to your bank account, and then it would show up as U.S. dollars.
Yeah, but then you have
all these values. Never used an exchange, though.
Huh?
I still have never used an exchange.
Well, you use an exchange when you go to buy them, unless you mine them yourself.
Well, I mean, I've been on Coinbase, of course, but I'm just saying I've never been on Binance or FTX or any of those other companies.
Well, the only Binance that's allowed to operate in the United States or with U.S. citizens are the Binance.us. The other Binance.io is not. And Binance always has been tied with the Ukraine one way or the other. There's some shady stuff going on in this country now, believe me.
Yeah, but as long as you're a Democrat, it's okay, and it'll continue.
Well, look, you got 4 minutes. I guess I'll pull out of here. Man, I tell you, time goes, not only time, the whole damn week goes by fast anymore. What's up?
I know,
yeah.
It just flies by.
So, Vito, you have anything else tonight?
Nah, tonight it's going to be quiet. I'm going to be out until my next pickup until 3 o'clock tomorrow.
3 in the morning?
3 p.m.
Oh. Do you leave your car like
here.
Your truck idling all night then to keep warm?
No, they have what's called, I have a Freightliner, and they have a bunker heater in the truck, and it actually keeps it quite warm, and you turn the truck on, and the truck is intelligent where once it recognizes the battery level drops to a certain level, the engine will run until the battery is built up, and then it will shut off again.
Yeah, type of converter switch.
Yeah, it's not even a switch. It's an idle. It's an intelligent idle.
Yeah, it's automatic. Yeah.
Okay. So once it recognizes the battery level hits a certain number, boom, it goes on. And then once the battery is fully charged, it shuts off, which isn't bad, but the only thing is the vibration when the engine shuts down. If you're asleep, it will wake you up. That rattle, that little rattle at the end will wake you up, and then you're like, all right, now what? You know.
So all right,
it's
so
not, it's
yeah.
not bad. Like I said, it's a lifestyle.
Yeah. You guys check out my show, Alaska Patriot Network, Friday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific on Blog Talk, and tune in and call in and engage in the conversation. It's fun. And then I'll be back here next Tuesday.
All right.
That's about it.
All right. Excellent. So I'll be here tomorrow, of course. And Amanda will be with us. So thank you, everybody, for joining us here tonight. But please support the other shows on Freedomizer. It's not just the Truth Negative show here. So in the meantime, I'll be back tomorrow. Hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Truth Negative. I am Truth.